What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 16, number 16. So today, what I want to talk to you all about is what it's our most valuable currency, and most of us don't even realize how valuable it is. So let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. Welcome back, Primal Kings and Primal Queens. Again, here we are, already 16 episodes in. Couldn't be more excited about the momentum, about the direction, about the, just kind of the growth and everything else that we're experiencing with the podcast and, on Instagram and kind of the social media thing. So again, just seriously appreciate you all. If you haven't already, make sure you go to Instagram, follow primal.king, and hopefully you won't be disappointed. So today I want to hop into: what is our most valuable currency? Like, what do you all out there think is our most valuable currency? Because I feel like we live in a time, in a society, in a culture that we're kind of taught to believe that money is our most valuable resource, right? Money is what buys us food, it buys us, stuff, it buys us, cars, or it pays for our power bill to keep us warm. So I feel like a lot of us are kind of brainwashed to believe that money is our most valuable asset, our most valuable currency, resource, however you want to term it, because of the fact that we require money to live, right? Like, we can't just throw our hands up in the air and say, screw it, I'm done with money, because then you'll be, in the words of Chris Farley, living in a van down by the river, right? So that's really not possible to do. But at the same token, I feel like if people start understanding that our most valuable currency actually is time, it will help in so many different areas that you would be shocked at how things start transforming within the financial side as well, right? Once you start valuing your time, you will value what you do for a living much more. You will value, your family much more, because we all know that we only have a limited amount of time. There's always going to be more money to make. And I know that there's people that sit there and say, I don't have any money right now. It's easy for someone like you or someone, whoever that makes money to say that there's always going to be more money. But the truth is that money it's literally infinite, right? We just keep printing more of it. And if you live in maybe a small community, or you live in a certain neighborhood and you've never been around wealth, congratulations, you're normal. That's a way a lot of us grow up, a lot of us live. Having said that, though, is that there is so much money out there that once you start realizing that, you start understanding that, okay, money isn't really even that important in the whole scheme of things, because it's everywhere. It's all around us. There's people who are making millions of dollars selling, rubber dildos online. Like, sorry if that's offensive, but like, it's true, right? There's people that sell rocks for a living and make millions of dollars. There's people that sell everything, that create all these different ways of having wealth. There's literally a business around everything. And so money is plentiful, especially, again, like, if you get out there and you experience, different parts of the country, different parts of the world and everything like that. Yes, absolutely. Is there poverty? Is there a lot of poor people out there? There are, but there is money everywhere. What we don't value enough, though, is our time, because time is something that we all have a finite amount. Again, we can continue printing money until the end of time, and there will always be more. But the one thing that we cannot print more of is time. And so I'm wondering if you guys are cool with this. I want to go a little story time with Uncle Derek, right? Is that cool if we do that? Because there's a story. Maybe some of you out there have heard this, but I find it fascinating, and I think it really just does a good. I don't know. I feel like it really just kind of puts this point home. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go into story mode here for a second. The author is unknown, or else I would give credit where credit is due. So here it goes. So there's an American investment banker who is at the pier of a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the small boat were several large fin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish and asked how long it took him to catch them. The Mexican replied, only a little while. The American then asked why he didn't stay out longer and catch more fish. The Mexican said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, but what do you do with the rest of your time? The Mexican fisherman said, I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siestas with my wife Maria, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life. The American scoffed, I'm a Harvard MBA and I could help you. You should spend more time fishing, and with the proceeds, you could buy a bigger boat. With the proceeds from that, you could buy from your bigger boat, you could buy several boats. Eventually, you would have a fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you would sell directly to the processor. Eventually, you would even be opening up your own cannery. You would control the product, the processing, and distribution. You would need to leave this small coastal fishing village, and move to Mexico City, then LA, and eventually New York City, where you will run your expanding enterprise. The Mexican fisherman asked, but how long will all this take? To which the American replied, 15 to 20 years. But then what? Asked the Mexican. The American laughed and said, that's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO, you would sell your stock to the public, and become very rich. You would make millions. Millions, said the Mexican, then what? The American said, then you would retire. Move to a small coastal fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siestas with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play your guitar with your amigos. So that's a story that I heard a few years ago, and it's always just really, really resonated with me. Because I feel like sometimes we get stuck in this hamster wheel of just chasing money. And if you really sit back and you think, like, why am I even chasing money? And typically, and again, like I've, you know, in past careers and stuff like that, one of the things that I would do in my job, my sales job, is you want to figure out why people are wanting to build a business because, and I'm not going to turn this into some sales training, but people will buy to avoid pain. And when most people are building businesses, the pain that they have is that they want to have more money. But that's not really the true pain. That's where kind of your average salespeople would stop. Because the true pain and the reason why people want more money is because at the end of all of this, they want more time. They feel like as business owners that if they have more money, then what can they do? They can afford more vacations. Why? Because then they have more time with their family. If they had more money, they could hire more employees. Why? Because if they had more employees, they could step out of their business a little bit more. And they could actually be able to spend more time with their family, spend more time golfing, spend more time doing the things that they love to do. So again, as we move through like this life and as you're setting your goals, understand that money should never be the solution. Money should never be the goal. The goal should always be time. Because once you have time locked down, once you have time freedom, it opens up a variety of different things. And again, like if you go back to the beginning of the podcast, when I talked about walking away from my job, and when I talked about, you know, 10 or 11 years ago when I was working a job that was costing me, right? It was costing me 60 to 70 hours a week. Because again, like, and when you frame it that way, maybe it even makes a little bit more sense because we don't look at spending time as costing us anything, right? We look at spending money as costing us something. It costs us money, right? If we go and we purchase something, that actually costs us money. But if we go and we spend 8 hours at a job that we absolutely despise because this illusion that we're going to have money so we can have more freedom someday at some point in our life, that is costing you time. It is costing you your most valuable resource that you'll ever have. So what I would encourage you to do is start looking at life as a time investment, right? Like, what am I investing my time in? Because we hear, you can go right now, turn on the TV channel, and you'll hear commercial after commercial about investing your money wisely, right? You can, I mean, they're just all over. There's life insurance policies. Why? So we can invest our money wisely. There's all these different companies out there that want you to invest your money with them. But the one thing that you will never see a commercial of is someone out there saying, how are you investing your time right now? What are the returns on what you're putting your time into going to bring you down the road? You'll never hear it. And I feel like this has been one of the biggest like lies, biggest deceits of our culture is that we've been lying to people about what is valuable, what is our most valuable resource. And we just get stuck again, kind of in this hamster wheel of thinking that money is going to get us where we want to get to. When in reality, really money is just the bridge to get us to what? To more time. And so I'm not going to, this isn't going to be a long podcast today. In fact, this will probably be one of the shorter ones because I don't really think that there's a whole lot more that needs to be discussed about this. And I guess really what I would encourage you to do today, you know, we're here in the new year. This is the first Primal King podcast of 2020, and everybody's out there, they're setting New Year's resolutions. And so many people that I know are out there setting resolutions to make more money this year, to expand their business, to, you know, you hear people 10X your business and 10X your profits and this and everything else. And what I would encourage you to do is to 10X your time. 10X your time of doing what you want to do. Like, stop wasting your time. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are guaranteed next year. You know, we're all here. You know, I'm able to record this podcast and thank God that I'm here right now. But who knows, 2021, I don't know where I'll be, what I'll be doing, and neither do you. So how do you want to spend the next year? Do you want to make resolutions that you're going to hustle and you're going to grind and you're going to, you know, really buckle down and work 80 hours a week in your business this year? And if you do, that's fine. I am not judging you for that. There are people that find a ton of joy within their business and within their careers. And if that's something that brings you joy, absolutely grind your hands to the bone if that brings you joy. But what I would encourage you to do is set a resolution around your time, your most valuable currency, your most valuable asset that we're afforded here in this life. Because if you do that, I feel like there'll be a huge paradigm shift. If you follow money, you'll never have time. But if you follow time, you will have money. You will. And I know a lot of people who have been able to build the business that they want around the lifestyle that they need, right? Or the lifestyle that they want. But so many of us get stuck in the scarcity mindset of money is limited, and if I don't get up and put on my work boots and go to a job that I hate to do, that I won't have any money, that I'll be broke, that I'll be homeless, that, you know, that's the biggest thing. Derek, how do you just up and walk away from a six-figure job? How do you just do that? Well, it's easy. I valued my time more than I valued that six-figure income, right? Like, I mean, to me, why is that even a decision? Like, yes, it was hard and yes, it was stressful, but I think a lot of that stress and anxiety of walking away from that job came from the fact that I was brainwashed too about the value of money. Now, again, I don't think that you should not want to make money, right? Money is it's a necessity. Like, we have to have it to live, to eat, to pay our power bill, all of that stuff. So I don't think you should view money as being evil. What I would encourage you to do is view money as being a tool. It's something that we can leverage, but don't view it as being your most valuable currency, because as soon as you do that, you will start sacrificing your time for it. And I feel like you'll get to a point like I have, at least. And I know that I'm not 65 years old looking back on my life, but at 37 years old, I look back at 10 years ago when my daughter was first born, and I'm like, man, I sacrificed a lot of time for a little bit of money because I thought that's what I was supposed to do, because somewhere someone had told me that that's what we do. We grind. We don't worry about our time, right? Our time will come when we retire. Our time will come when, you know, when we finally get to that magical number of money in our bank account, whatever that number is. I mean, I don't know. I've had a lot in my bank account and I had a little in my bank account, and honestly, not a whole lot changes in between the two. So again, like, having kind of, you know, gone there, and yes, I haven't made millions and I'm not a billionaire or any of that stuff, so I guess I can't speak to that. But I've been in a situation to where I had more than enough money to buy pretty much whatever I wanted, and I've been in a situation to where I barely had two nickels to rub together. And really, once your basic needs are met, like, outside of that, everything else is just gravy. And again, like, I want to make a lot of money because I want to use that money to make an impact. I'm not trying to make a lot of money, I guess, because I want to, because I feel like once I have a lot of money, I'll be able to have a lot of freedom. I'm going to have freedom along with making that money. And that's the choice that I've made. And I just encourage you, again, as we head into the new year and as we head into new goals and new resolutions, and you know, everybody's setting up the things that they want to do, they're planning through the year and everything else, like, just don't forget to remember what the most valuable currency is that we have, and it's time. So if you're scared right now about walking away from some type of a situation, don't, because Once you value time, the money will follow. It will at some point. Like, I'm a firm believer in that. So anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up for this week. Once again, I appreciate all the messages, all the comments, everything else. Again, I will say that at the end of pretty much every podcast because they mean much, much more than what you will ever know. So again, I appreciate you all. I love you all. And we'll talk to you next week. We'll have an awesome guest on. In the meantime, take care, everybody. We'll talk soon. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.